Good morning, my friends. Welcome back. It is time for us to do the morning mindset, for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. My name is Kerry Green. I am a guy who just loves the fact that Jesus Christ has come into my life and he has enabled me, he's enabled us to live a life different from the life we lived before meeting him. And I believe that's true for me, it's true for you. And the way that it's able to happen is by this incredible gift that he's given us, which is his own spirit. He's given us the Spirit of God to live in us. We've been looking at Galatians chapter 5, and the issue in view is how we are to live a life that actually obeys and honors God. And the Apostle Paul says it's to walk by the Spirit or live by the Spirit. That idea is one that is, I feel, not taught enough in the church. It is not an issue of rules. It's not an issue of following certain guidelines. It's not an issue even of religious service. It's an issue of relationship, where we are to interact with the Spirit of God and follow his lead and submit and obey what he tells us to do. Now, we are down to verses number 22 and 23 in chapter 5 of the book of Galatians, and he's about to outline what he calls the fruit of the Spirit. So let that imagery sink into your mind just a little bit. Fruit. I mean, we all have fruits that we enjoy. There's grapes, there's mangoes, there's strawberries, there's all kinds of great fruit out there. But what is fruit? Fruit is the produce of a plant, isn't it? Or I guess in the sense of talking about people or animals, you could say that our offspring is our fruit. It's what a living thing produces. And so we have got to learn that the Spirit of God wants to produce fruit in us, wants to produce some kind of flowing out from us of the kind of things that he wants to do in the world. And verse 22 outlines what those look like. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. What does he mean by saying that? Well, he's basically saying these are things we all obviously know are good and things we want to be coming out of our lives. You don't have to make a law to tell people not to do these things. These are the things that everyone wants done. They want them done toward themselves, and they want to be able to do them toward others. And it is the Spirit of God that produces these things in the believer. And so as we learn to listen to his lead and to be guided by him, these are the things that come out of us. So our job is not to just grit our teeth and knuckle down and say, I'm going to be more loving. No, our job is to submit ourselves to the reality of the Spirit of God within us, because he produces these things automatically. It's who he is. And so when we come back to the very introductory idea of this paragraph that we've been looking at, we see that the Holy Spirit and the flesh, which is our old way of doing things, are in opposition to each other. And that's where we feel the tension day to day. We feel that opposition. And our job is not to focus on our flesh and try to beat it into submission. Our job instead is to turn our backs toward it and put our focus on the Spirit of God. We are to listen to his lead. We're to follow what he says. And we're to allow these fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control to come out and to be an impact on the people around us. My friends, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Morning Mindset and for telling others about what you're discovering in the scriptures through our times together each morning. If you would like to find out more about the Morning Mindset, you can find out at kerrygreen.com/mm or in the description on your podcast player or app that you're using right now. Thank you. Join me again tomorrow for the Morning Mindset.